I'm joined by case manager Ian McDonald after this evening's 4-0 victory at Banstead. Ian, when we spoke on Saturday, drop points then, you described tonight's game as a must-win game. You must be pleased with the performance.
Very pleased. Difficult pitch, difficult conditions, and you know, I changed the team around a little bit from Saturday, and you know, it worked for us tonight. You know, Maz and Martin and Stevie were disappointed they weren't in the side, but I picked a team to combat the elements, combat the pitch, and combat the Banstead side, and it worked for us. And you know, I tried to explain to Martin and Maz, you know, you will have a part to play in this game, and they both went on for the last 20-25 minutes and were excellent.
You started with three centre forwards. James Rose got two goals. Charlie Side got one goal. It paid off.
Well, as I said, you know, it did pay off. You know, I get paid to make decisions, and sometimes you make decisions are wrong, sometimes they're right, and you know, all the supporters can have, you know, their own opinions of the selections and what have you, but at the end of the day, I'm the person that has to make those decisions, along with Stuart. You know, it's not something, you know, we pick out of a lucky bag. You know, we talk every day. We spoke long over the weekend about it, and to be fair, from early on in the season, you know, I didn't think it was probably the right game to play both Martin and Maz. I didn't realise I was probably going to leave both of them out, but Maz found it tough to accept it at the start. You know, he actually walked out of the dressing room, and I had to have a little chat with him. But he's fine, and you know, I'm trying to build a squad at the club, and it's not all about the. It's not all about individuals, it's about teams and team spirit, and you know, I think you know, the evidence is there for people to see on the pitch, and you know, the players are slowly getting round to the belief that yes, it is a squad, and you know, they haven't got to think, you know, the certainties to get the 2, 3, 4, 5 up to 11 shirt. You know, I want people hungry, and you know, to come as a surprise when they're in the side.
We may well have had a penalty before we did eventually get an actual penalty. James Rose showed great composure to take it, especially after you'd missed the first time.
Yeah, I thought we should have had a penalty. You know, the ref played an advantage, and then I think it was Kenny got brought down, and then the ref pulled it back for the first free kick. Now, strange decision. Rosie looked a little bit nervous taking his first penalty when we finally got one, and yeah, he had the gumption and I can't say that word, can I, on thing? I'm nearly going to swear then. You know, at the end of the day, he stuck it away well, and you know, I thought his second goal was super from the cross. Absolutely fantastic goal.
Charlie Side also got what was a good goal as well. You must be pleased with his debut.
Yeah, pleased with Charlie. You know, I don't think his match fitness is there at the moment, but you know, he, as I probably said to people Saturday, he just gives us that little bit of something different, something who can hold the ball up and bring people into play, and you know, as you saw tonight, he can sort of create a chance for himself, but it's out of nothing.
Alan Hughes didn't have a lot to do in goal, but he was there when called upon. He started the last three games now. Is he going to be your first choice between now and the end of the season?
No, not really. Jonty's back a week on Tuesday. I don't even know at this moment if I've got Alan for Saturday, because he's actually a Farnham Town player, and they want me to play for them Saturday. So I've got a little problem at the moment trying to solve my goalkeeping situation. So, no, Alan won't be number one. If he continues to perform like he did tonight, yes, he might be number one. But I haven't really, you know, since Chuck left, I probably haven't had a goalkeeper at the club who I'd like to have. I mean, Richard Martin did fantastic for us, but he was never going to be our goalkeeper. And, you know, yes, one of my biggest concerns at the moment is getting a goalkeeper to be number one. Long term, it might be Alan, it might be Dante, I don't know. But at this moment, they're both fine for the number one spot.
Tom Morehouse went off injured today. He looked like he was struggling before the challenge, which eventually forced him off. And what's the verdict on him?
Tommy's always going to get knocks because he's a brave player, you know, and, you know, he took an awful gash to his ankle. Probably could be struggling for Saturday. We'll have to wait and see. But, you know, I mean, that's why I signed Tommy, just to stiffen up our midfield and win tackles, win headers. And, you know, when you put yourself about like he does, you're going to get hurt at times.
Tony Reid wasn't in the squad today, so didn't make the substitutes bench. Was that because you felt with three centre-forwards on the pitch already, you didn't need a fourth one?
Yeah, I had enough there. I've got Martin and Maz on the bench. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you try to fill your bench with cover from all angles. And I just feel I didn't need Tony tonight. And Tony was disappointed about that. you know, you try to explain situations to people, and sometimes they, at that time they can't accept him. And you know, I'll have a chat with Tony again on Thursday. He was disappointed to not be in the squad, but again, you know, like everybody else, I'm sure he'll have his part to play in the season.
Final word to Maz. He scored a great goal at the end there. We didn't bother putting people up for corners, have we?
Well, as soon as he hit it, I went, that's in. And you know, he did it once against Avely, if my memory is correct. And I said, you probably won't do it again this season. So he's quick to remind me that I did it again. He's got that ability, along with Martin Lee, to do that. You know, and hopefully he does it again before the end of the season.
That's great. Thanks, Ian.